Golfers brought their A game and aced their fundraising goal both on and off the green. The annual Mayor and Council's Golf Classic raised their target of $100,000 for the new nature center at the Scanlan Creek Conservation Area, with the help of 24 sponsors and 144 golfers over the front nine at the club at Bondhead on Friday. "We're having fun raising money for the right cause. The nature center is something that is important to me and our council. It's great for Scanlan Creek. It's a gem in our community and we're so happy about the new center, so we're looking forward to seeing that get done," Mayor James LeDuc said during the event. While he joked about just holding up the golf clubs for his partners, he also managed to hit a particularly well-received drive on hole 8, which his partners estimated to be about 260 yards, 238 meters, and they managed to finish one under par for the nine holes. In addition to golfing, the event also featured a lunch, speeches, awards, and a silent auction. "I think it's going great. People are having fun, we're sold out and the weather's nice. It's a great day of golf, and for a good cause," Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu said during the event. Scanlan Creek is a 300-hectare conservation area just south of Line 10 and just east of Yonge Street, with trails through forests, marshlands, and glacial erratics that is home to plenty of birds and other wildlife. While the center does have an existing nature center, built from three repurposed portables, the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority says it's too small and at the end of its life. The new center is expected to be built using sustainable design with more than 743 square meters, 8,000 square feet, offer three multi-purpose rooms and attract 15,000 people each year. "It's going to be a great addition to the town. It's great for families in the area and beyond even. It's a great way to educate people on the beauty of the natural environment right here in our own community," Jeff McKnight, Town Sow, said. While the initial $6 million project cost for the center was based on a feasibility study completed in 2019, the pandemic delayed the effort and the new project cost is estimated to be closer to $8.5 million. "We know that the expenses have gone up over the years, so we're kind of re-engaging with the architects and re-engaging with the contracts to find out what the ultimate expense is going to be," Alana Yates, Senior Administrative Assistant at the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority, said. Luckily, she said, the federal government is willing to contribute 60% of the capital investment on the project. Construction, which was previously expected to begin in 2021, is now expected to begin in 2024. The Nature Center offers the opportunity for students to come on site and understand the benefits of their outdoor spaces and how to protect them, Yates said. She highlighted that the conservation area offers a mix of different natural landscapes in a spot that's accessible not just to Bradford but also surrounding communities like Innisfil and Newmarket. "My husband grew up in scouting in Mount Albert, and he says, I pretty much lived at Scanlan Creek over the summers, because that's just a go-to for these scouting groups to learn what this area has to offer," Yates said. The conservation area offers various programs throughout the year, including school programming, March break camps, spring into birding, forest school summer camp, and more. For a list of programs, visit www.lsrca.on.ca/education/community-education.